Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1091. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doi from Rav Aaron Zissel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Rufur Shlema Ruven Pesach Ben Henya. Shtakav Rufur Shlema Psech Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Zareya. Okay, we are talking about various different case scenarios which come up in reference to Zareya. Of course, nobody's the word Zareya is actually one of the Lamtes Malachas. Planting, of course, nobody's actually going to plant plants, but there's various different... We mentioned way back in the past that any action that one does in conjunction with helping plantation grow, grass, vegetation, whatever it might be, is part of the action, part of the Malacha of Zareya. So, just to go through a few interesting, we try and cover a few different sfarim here and there. We get a variety of different shilas which come up. Just plain the Shulchan Aruch with the Mishabura obviously there's a lot more, especially today in the various different shilas which come up. So the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai, on Hilcha Shabbos, very beautiful Sefer. Also, he brings down, interesting, on page Reish Zion in Simon Shin Lamed Vav, our Simon, that if somebody builds a sukkah, he says, Abonis Ukasa Bechotzer, the Mokam Shigadalim Shah Masavim, if somebody builds a sukkah on the grass, again, there's no Isser per se in building a sukkah on the grass. I won't talk about, obviously, before sukkahs, building a sukkah on the grass, but you just have to be careful. If that's done, you have to be careful for various different things. He says that, but one should be careful. But obviously, he even says not to bring water there. But okay, well, be it as it may, if somebody drinks water, the problem is you have to be careful. You can't throw it down. For example, let's say the drinking is one problem, but the bigger problem is netilas yadayim. What somebody has to wash for bread, somebody has to wash for challah. Obviously, you have to be extremely careful. You can't do it over the grass. It brings another thing which people might not keep in mind so much, and my machrayim, after the suit. A lot of people pour it on the ground, they wash their hands on the ground or whatever, so you have to be careful. If it's taka over grass, person builds a sukkah and they're washing over there, you can't do it on the ground. Not just in the sukkah or anytime, right? You're washing my machrayim and you're over grass, plantation, garden, whatever the case is, you gotta be careful, you cannot pour it on the ground. Now, he does say, which is a good idea, obviously, again, the same thing, if somebody does build a sukkah, before sukkahs on the grass outside, to cover it with plastic. In other words, to put on the floor, big plastic, before they put down the sukkah, to put on the whole floor, a big plastic. So he says, in kise karkois, ha sukkah, b'riyosha plastic, chayotzebai, right? You have a plastic tarp or whatever the case is, covering on the floor. And it's not straight up on the grass. That's the point over here. It's mutal l'shtamish shem b'mayim. Then it's no problem using water and even washing. Vaf mutal l'shpoich. Even to pour the water over there, you wash over the plastic. It's also fine. Ma'adnayim b'kavanah ve'iloch hashem yispashtu al mechutz l'sukkah b'mokai mu'asav. We're not worried whereby it's going to, again, like we mentioned before, the same thing. We're not worried that it's going to roll off onto the grass, because even if it does, worst case scenario, it's secretion with the grumma, and it's kayach sheni and so on, so in the Maisa that will be fine. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. If anybody builds a sukkah I'm not going to say outside, everybody builds a sukkah outside, but if for whatever reason a person has to build it on a grass or in the garden or in a place where there is plantation on the ground, soil or whatever, where things could grow, to put down a cover before they start building. Plastic, tarp, whatever the case might be, or to build it on wood possibly, or with these various different type of things. Like this, you cover, you're in the clear as far as all these issues of water comes up, and it's, it takes away the pressure of having, oh, I'm going to spill, I won't spill, where do I wash, my machrim. You don't want to have all these issues coming up on Yom Tif or on Shabbos. It's the same thing either way. Just a couple of interesting things he brings down. Again, the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai, one should be careful, which people don't think about. Yeah, personally brings down they have outside a garbage can. In a case in time where it's not mukts or whatever the case is, graf shel re'eh, whatever. The person has to put in the garbage and there's a cover. Or they do with their foot, let's say the type of garbage where you press it and it opens up the top. So the question is over here, sometimes there's water over there, right? So if it's, let's say, outside, right? In a case, let's say in Sukkot's time or whatever the case might be, or sometimes in the warmer weather, you know, in the nice weather, people are outside, then it rained. So the garbage can is outside and it has, let's say, a pedal, in a case whereby you press the pedal and it pops open the cover. And sometimes there's water on the cover, right? So I just pop open and now the question is, it's on the grass. I want to put the garbage into the garbage can. I want to throw something out. It's outside. Now it's nice. The sun came out. But 1 second, there's water that's still laying on top of the garbage can from the rain. Now I pop open the, with my foot, I'll pop open the cover of the garbage can. The water falls onto the grass. You have to be careful. That's a problem. Another thing he brings down, that sometimes these children have these little tricycles, bicycles, whatever, big wheels or whatever the case, little children's stuff, you know, type of bicycles that they use outside. Sometimes they're larger things, sometimes various different toys, outside toys. And again, they're plastic, so they don't get ruined. They sit outside. Now it rained. The same thing, it rained. And now the sun came out, you know, Baruch Hashem, so a person wants to go out and let the kids go on, use these tricycles or whatever the case is. So the problem is they're wet. So you turn it upside down and the water falls off. The same thing if it's on the grass. You got to be careful if it's in a garden on the grass outside, right? That's a problem. So that's what he says. The covers, sometimes they're covered up. Kise shulchan, sometimes covering of a table. We spoke about last time outside chairs, outside tables, outside umbrellas. They have these type of whole connection on the table, picnic tables or whatever the case is. Again, in cases in time where it's not muksa or just push it a chair, or I even have a folding chair, right? I have a folding chair and it's open, and now I want to wipe it off. But before I wipe it off, there's a lot of water. So I just, you know, I sort of close the folding chair to the water will flow off, and now I give a wipe off or whatever I'm going to do over there. But the problem is now the water flows again onto the grass if it's a place and time where it's in the grass garden or whatever. So one has to be careful. It might be a table, sometimes a table covering. Somebody, you know, picks up the table covering, sometimes a plastic over the table, whereby when it rains you keep it covered or whatever. So now you're picking it up and it just, the water just flows again onto the grass. It's outside in the grass. So you got to be careful in all these instances. It's just various different situations which do come up in reference to Zareya and watering the ground, watering the grass, or any type of garden, plantation, or so on. Okay, another interesting thing he brings down to the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai. These are all, you know, various different case scenarios, practical applications, as we call them. And they come up constantly. I know by us, we used to have this growing up. We had in the back of our house a porch, and on the porch there was an awning. Now, we've spoken in the past, rolling an awning up and down, that's not a problem, not a problem of oil aray. It's made to open and close on a constant basis. Now, but the only question is, sometimes, especially when the awning gets a little bit older, it sags down. It rains, and then the awning sags down. There's water on the awning, even without a sukkah. No sukkah, you know what I mean? It was closed, the awning was closed, and people sitting on the porch. Now the rain stopped, and people want to roll up the awning. But 1 second, when you roll up the awning, the water's going to roll off the awning right onto the grass, right? It's the awning or the porch is right over a grass, the backyard or whatever the case is. And when I roll up the awning, the water goes right onto the grass. We got a problem. So one has to be careful. The same thing. So again, if it's, he brings down the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai, who are doing the Indian gag shell plastic, right? This type of an awning or material, whatever the case is, these type of awnings. And it's opened up, and he says it rained, and he says it gathered together some water over there, which happens constantly. A lot of times these things come up. You have to be careful when you roll it, when you're opening it, closing it, or whatever the case is, if there's plantation over there, that it shouldn't go, the water should not go on the plantation. Now again, if you have concrete, so obviously it's much easier, like we saw, psikresha with a grumma. Cases where somebody needs it, definitely is what to rely on. You know, in other words, let's say I'll open up the awning. Again, not even sukkahs, I'm just opening up my awning and the water flows onto the concrete. Fine. And then from there, eventually it's going to reach the garden. Okay, so that's already, like we saw, much easier, psikresha with a grumma and so on. But if it goes right onto the grass, one has to be careful. That's taka running into a problem. Even though, again, it's a psik resha, you know, whatever the case is. But lamaise, it's the person, it's my garden, it's my backyard, and it's a psik resha. Could be even nichale. So, now, halachically, taka is nichale. It's that psik resha nichale. Sometimes when it's somebody else's garden, it's a little bit easier, psik resha, the loy nichale, and if in makam mitzvah, But we're not going to get into that right now. Be it as it may, bottom line is one has to be careful when they are opening up or closing the awning, if there's water involved, sukkahs or not sukkahs, and it's going right onto the plantation, just to be careful in those instances, either to do it in a way whereby it won't go straight onto the grass or whatever onto the plantation, just wait till it dries off. Or again, like we said, if it goes onto the concrete, so then it's that makes it much easier also. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch, a kol tuv.